Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Patrick's selection of State Supreme Court Justice Roderick Ireland to be the new Chief Justice has been met with mostly positive reviews. This morning, WBUR's Steve Brown offers this profile of the nominee.
Roderick Ireland is no stranger to the SJC. He served as an associate justice on the court since 1997, having been appointed by then-Governor Republican Bill Weld. In announcing the elevation of Ireland to the role of Chief Justice, Governor Deval Patrick had praise for his appointee.
Justice Ireland knows this court and our court system well, having been a judge for 33 years. For the last 13 years, he has served as Associate Justice of the Supreme Judicial Court, where he is highly respected by his colleagues and authored well over 300 opinions.
If confirmed by the Governor's Council, Ireland will make history as the state's first African-American Chief Justice of the SJC.
My nomination says that anything is possible, no matter where you come from and what your background is.
Ireland grew up in Springfield in the 1950s. A high school guidance counselor suggested he pursue a career as an auto mechanic. But instead, he went to college and developed an interest in law at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, which just happened to be the alma mater of Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. After law school at Columbia University, Ireland returned to Massachusetts. He worked here as a public defender and then was nominated to the Boston Juvenile Court, where he served for 13 years. Young people remain a priority for Ireland. He wants to see the courts be a positive influence on them and hopes the judiciary can help reduce the high school dropout rate.
I hope that the court system can try to do some work with outreach to try to reach some kids, to try to get them to think about their choices and to get them to focus in on education.
Ireland would only have 4 years to make his mark as Chief Justice when he reaches the mandatory retirement age of 70.
I hope they'll say that I did my best to see that people got a fair shake in the court system, that they had their day in court, that the systems worked the way they were supposed to, that they were respected, that people listened to what they had to say.
People in the Judiciary Committee are pleased with Ireland's nomination.
This is exciting news. It is wonderful news.
Denise Squilanti is the president of the Massachusetts Bar Association. She predicts Justice Ireland will be one of the leading SJC chiefs in history.
He is an icon. He is much loved in the legal community. This appointment will be good for the courts. It will be good for the legal profession, and it will be good for the citizens of the Commonwealth.
Squilanti says Ireland has a wonderful demeanor and a focus of giving back to the community. Ireland's nomination is also being praised by the chair of the Massachusetts Senate Judiciary Committee. Before becoming a senator, Cynthia Cream was a member of the Governor's Council that confirmed Ireland as an associate justice to the SJC 13 years ago. She says she was pleased to vote for him then, and wishes she had an opportunity to do so again now.
One of the things that I looked at when I was on the Governor's Council was a judge's judicial temperament. I thought that was an important point, and I was pleased that he was so qualified and that he had the temperament to be a member of the Supreme Court.
Confirmation hearings are expected in a few weeks. If Ireland is confirmed as Chief Justice, the governor will have to make another high court nomination to fill his position of Associate Justice. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.